We will call the May 2nd, 2022 Board of Adjustments, Sussex County Board of Adjustments meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12,685, Christopher Reinholz seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structure, section 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of White Oak Road within the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club subdivision. The 911 address is 30 White Oak Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 73. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed porch and an 8-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed deck. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Trent Collins, 30 White Oak Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're applying for the variance because of the unique shape of the property and where the home was originally built by the original homeowner. The property is a corner lot with a 15-foot rear and side setback. The 25-foot front setback impacts both the rear and the side of the house. The structure was built close to the side setbacks in order to accommodate the width of the home. This only allow 13.5 buildable space in the rear of the home, and there's an existing concrete patio between the rear of the house and that rear setback that impacts our footer location of the proposed screen porch. Point number two, the location of the house on the lot, in addition to the existing chimney and crawl space access, create limited unusable space within the current setback. And this situation was created by the original homeowner and or builder. The proposed deck porch will enhance the space aesthetically in lieu of a unusable concrete pad. And again, we are proposing that we come in to the setback, the 50-foot setback, 2.5 feet for the porch and 8 feet for the deck.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does. I thought I submitted with the application a letter from the adjoining neighbor that gave us approval to build within that. I don't have a copy of it, but it was within my application packet.
You have it. Oh, 28 have White Oak Road?
Yes.
We have that.
Great.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I mean, there's not much more I can think of at this moment other than what I've already put down on paper. It's pretty straightforward. The house is very close to the neighbor, to the adjoining property. If we were to build a deck or porch back there with the size of the chimneys on the back of the house, it really wouldn't be a very usable space. So currently the homeowner has to go into their driveway to enjoy their evenings.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board?
Sir, I'm looking at the the site plan where you drew in the proposed addition in red.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears there that the deck is going to extend out in front of the garage.
Yes, that's we are extending it out 2 feet past the front edge of the garage. Still keeps us within our building setback.
Okay, so that's different than the 3D view that you submitted where it's a little bit back behind the garage?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Okay. But so you're extending it 2 feet in front of the garage, but you're still not going to run afoul of the front yard setback?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
That is actually the outdoor shower that sets back from the garage. The deck is out in front of the garage by 2 feet. And that's so that we could have the required space that we needed to step into that shower.
Yeah.
All see steps coming off. I'm trying, and it's at a different angle. Where, is that at the rear of the home? It's kind of hard for me to, is that to the, actually, that would be to the
Are you
left side of the home.
The 3D drawing?
Yes.
Yep. So if you're looking at the map, the proposed construction is right here.
Yes. So the steps will be coming off the front?
Correct. The steps are going to, where are we? Yep, off this front edge here.
Will they be, that's all included in this?
That actually, the stairs may go into that front setback, but my understanding is that stairs don't apply to the setback.
I'm going to need to check those stairs and
okay.
How far they do protrude.
There's a couple ways we have to look at that. One is if those steps project too close to the front property line, there would need to be a front yard variance, which we have not advertised for. The other is we pin it. So the site plan that we have just has kind of a, it doesn't show where those steps are. So I don't know if those steps themselves would need a variance in the side yard. Even though they don't project out as far as the deck, if they are outside that building envelope, it's possible they may need one.
Yes, sir. And what I propose that is that it's not as critical to have those stairs that far out, and we can simply modify the permit so we don't need a variance.
Okay. So the steps can comply.
Yes, sir.
I heard you go into the concrete pad and why that's why you have to put the, I'm understanding the footers have to go out further because of the concrete pad?
Yes, sir.
Understanding that correctly. Is there any reason that concrete pad can't be removed?
Just the cost factor for the homeowner.
How much further are you going out from that concrete pad?
My footers will be right along the leaning edge of that concrete pad, and then the porch and the deck will cantilever slightly over that end girder.
As far as going back to the 3D drawing, how are you going to gutter system? How are you going to?
Yes, sir. So for the upper deck, we'll have a underdeck rain catch system that will funnel into a gutter that will channel into the existing wastewater or the water management. There's a small swale between the two properties.
Further questions from the board?
How deep is that screen porch going to be?
15 feet.
Okay. If it wasn't for the concrete pad, would you be building it more in compliance?
I would be building it a few more inches in compliance, but because of the access to the rear of the house for the crawl space and the size of that chimney that's on the back of the house, it would not be very usable space. So that's really the main reason for the 15 foot versus a 12 foot porch.
So even if the concrete pad wasn't there, you'd still be here asking for a variance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Have you had any communication with lot 16?
I am not familiar with lot 16.
Right there.
Oh, that's the gentleman we have the letter from, sir.
That was 28.
That's Joseph Bloom. I believe Allison Bloom is the one that sent the letter.
That's 28?
Yes, sir. 28 Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sharp?
You mentioned that patio, concrete pad, I guess it uses a patio?
I guess. I'm not sure what the intended purpose was. The original homeowners wanted to put it there.
Why is it unusable?
It's a very bad location. There's not a lot of, I don't know how to explain. The homeowner that doesn't like to sit out there currently because of the way that the sun comes across the back there, and if their views are impeded.
Okay, well, I guess I'm just was wondering it because it looks like they're putting an upper deck there in that same spot and a lower deck kind of in a very similar spot.
3 feet farther out, 3 feet deeper. I mean, 15 foot versus a 12 foot path is back there now. And then currently,
but the stairs come off
the back of the house that goes into the existing pad by 3.5-4 feet.
Why aren't they able to expand that patio without having to come to this board for a deck, for the raised deck and the porch?
This is a choice that they wanted a raised screen porch versus a concrete pad.
Are there any bug issues back there?
Yes, sir.
So they...
It's right along the edge of the Roundup Bay.
Any HOA approval needed?
I believe so.
Has that been sought or...
Not to my knowledge. My experience with this HOA, it's not going to be an issue.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
No further questions from the board. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12685? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12685? Operator?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12685 for the requested variance. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. And with my motion would come a pending approval of the HOA.
Second.
And I guess just as part of that, would you require that approval be submitted to the board, to the Office of Planning and Zoning?
Please.
Thank you. Who seconded
that? Second.
So you guys firm that?
Yes.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12685 has been approved.
With the
condition that you get the board or the HOA approval.
And I send that to the board or
you'll need
when
to
I
submit
go
it
apply
to,
for the building permit?
Were you, the Office of Planning and Zoning, where you submitted the application for the variance, that's where you'll need to submit the HOA approval.
Okay.
So this board's approval is conditioned explicitly on that being received.
Yes, I understand. And I'll have it emailed directly to you.
Yep, Ms. Norwood, her office is where you would direct
that. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.